Oh, here we go. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the party. If you have not found the party, this is the Brothers in Arms podcast here on twitch.tv/brothersinarms. Episode number 153 on the 21st of April in the year of Lord 2000 in the year of our Lord 2024. If you did not know,
So
today
close.
is National Drug Testing Day. Congratulations to everybody.
No,
Gentlemen.
that's tomorrow.
No. Today is the 21st.
Oh.
It is National Drug Testing Day.
Oh, because yesterday was
420, right?
420. Oh,
I
right.
definitely thought
420.
today was the 20th.
No, tomorrow. Yesterday was tomorrow.
Oh.
But
Yeah.
also,
What?
fun
I
fact,
don't
Alex, it has been exactly a year since you came home from the vote.
That's true. I
Welcome
don't feel any
home.
different.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Yay.
Deployment sucks.
Yes, it does.
You know, we're gonna have to do an episode or two on that stuff too.
Oh, deployments?
That some of that might have to be 500.
It's not wrong.
didn't say how you entertained yourself on deployment,
No.
but
No, that
just deployment in general.
Oh, is that bad, huh?
Yeah, it
Yeah.
was just
Shoot.
The language comes out.
The language.
Stuck
Because it just
comes.
brings back so many great memories, huh?
Oh
Dud.
yeah.
All right, so Alex has deployed. His deployments have all been on ship.
Yep, watch your
Mine
language.
have ship with a P.
I just shipped my pants.
Oh, shipped my band.
I just shipped the band. Sorry, everyone. Yeah, Kmart.
Kmart.
That commercial, I you know, that's one of those that things that lives rent free in my head.
Yep, that's one of them.
I had to share it with one of my coworkers the other day.
And they still love you, huh?
Oh man. Well, no, just now they find it funny too, 'cause that and big gas sales.
Oh yeah, big gas
Oh,
sales.
big gas savings?
Yeah.
Big gas savings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Dad, can I ship my pants too? It's your son, you can ship your pants.
I can't wait to ship my pants.
Yay! Rent free. Welcome back, everybody.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's a episode title of ours as well.
Yeah, I think
You
so.
know,
Yeah.
it
After
probably
153
is.
episodes, it probably is. Yeah.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
Yeah. If not, I just shipped the bed is gonna happen. So I did, however, you can search those things. I think I should do that while we're talking.
That's fair. Yeah, no, my deployments have been on the boat, and it's always been interesting. You know, just one, you have to find ways to entertain yourself,
That's
which
dangerous for us.
is very dangerous.
That's very dangerous.
Yeah,
Yep.
you
That
find
it usually
find.
involves somebody, you know, hogtied with duct tape in the back of a room somewhere because they walked in where they weren't supposed to.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's always fun to mess with the new officers too, because they'll get each other. They'll be like, "Hey man, you need to go down to two switchgear." Okay, why? Just do it.
They just need you for something.
And they walk in, and I had one guy, and he would look and he'd be like, "Sir, you got some nice boots." And they just kind of, "What?"
Oh,
That's the key word.
Yeah.
Sir, you have some nice boots.
You have
They're all
some nice
trade. They're all
boots.
issued, right?
Yeah,
I
of
almost said
course.
trade issued.
Yeah.
They're all issued. It's all issued gear. You have some nice boots. Your boots are. I need your boots.
Yep. And then, oh yeah, wow, yeah. Sorry, Pop. Dad came in at the wrong spot.
He's got shipped in.
Yeah.
No, actually, I've got a picture somewhere of one of my Marines. He was the expediter, so like he dealt with like parts for the squadron, and he's most definitely duct taped to a chair, like just completely duct taped to a chair, a rolly chair, mind you, so we could.
But did you take his boot?
We I
Why
don't.
do you hate me so much? Like that would be my Seriously, why do you
Oh.
hate me so much?
Oh, we didn't hate him. No. We liked him.
Yeah.
You duct tape people to chairs because you like them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Playground rules, man.
Man, I joined the right army.
Mm-hmm.
If no one picks on you, it's because no one likes you.
True.
Yeah. That's a name I haven't seen in a while, Pop. James LaFritz. Anyone, boys?
Why is that? Yeah. Why is it? He rings a bell.
Well, he was from KT.
Yep.
Stinking skinny, like soda pop skinny. He was just thin guy, right? Mm-hmm. Joined the Marine Corps, and there's another reason he got duct taped in the pool house. Yeah, there it is. Noted. He joined the Marine Corps though, and he was on like triple rations to try to get some. Yeah,
I believe it.
Yeah, he's a retired Marine though. Yeah, you're right, Pop. So, yep, crazy stuff, crazy wow. stuff. So,
yeah.
Good times.
Greg, we actually got an 05. Yeah. I walked into the room, and so protocol is you knock on the door, right? So you knock on the door to let everyone else know that you're in the know. And this officer used to be one of us. So he went to school and he got his degree and he got his commission. So he came back and then he's worked his way up through and now he's like the number two guy in the department. But he still knows when you go into switchgear, you knock on the door. So he knocked on the door and he came in. And they look, and they're like, "Sir, you got some nice boots."
Oh no! Oh no!
Yeah. So I walked in a little while ago. I don't knock. My job is not to knock, because you know people will come into the room with me. I just open the door. Because they always have to be ready because Chief might come in with me or that 05 might come in with me. You never know.
Sure.
And I walk in and I walk in the back and there are four dudes that are using rolls of duct tape to hog tie him to the back of the unit cooler. And I was like, "Guys, what are you doing?" They're like, "He said it was okay." Oh, fair enough. Get me wrong.
He said it was okay.
he accepted it.
Yep, that's right.
He's like, he knew it was gonna happen.
He knew. That's right.
And he walked in. He was like, "I just wanted to see how they were doing."
Gee whiz! Hey fellas, exactly. Watch this.
They're doing okay.
Yeah. Damn.
I thought it was. Hey fellas, watch this.
Yeah, that's famous last words of a redneck.
Yeah.
I've rolled. I was 15. Sweet.
A 15?
Yep.
I can beat that. Hang on.
He said it was okay. Hey, fellas, watch this. Yep. That sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, the man walked in, man. And he was. They asked him, they said, "Hey, you got some nice boots." And he just started rolling his sleeves up. He knew what to do, he was down.
You can fight back, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not I've been gotten a couple of times. They still haven't gotten me taped up to anything.
Okay.
Old man still got it.
There you go. Good job. It's the stash.
It's the
stash. Respect the stash.
Mm-hmm. 14.
Oh, yep. Nice.
I did not beat it. I got a 13. Wait, I didn't add modifiers. What are we adding?
How do you spell stash? STACH?
Yes.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, with an apostrophe at the front.
Oh, I got that. No worries.
Okay. So, yeah. Life's been pretty interesting.
Well, tell us about it, man. What happened to your life? In your life? What happened to your life?
What did you do? Well, I was in a van down by the river.
Down by the river.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So I've been working on qualifications. I know I've talked to you guys about this a couple of times. So I'm at a new command, and I have to requalify to do all the different things that I need to do. You know, stand watch, be able to train students, all that fun jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And this week was my second week of quals, and I just finished up week 4 of qualification. I'm officially 2 weeks ahead.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they're trying to figure it out why, because I'm on a submarine platform, guys. Like, it's a submarine.
You're smart. Essentially. You're smart.
Yeah.
And JT John, you're not wrong. Living in a van down by the river is a life of luxury. I actually was going to comment that that's something I want to do, but
yeah.
I can't right now. So okay. Appreciate it.
Well, it's a submarine platform, right? And I'm walking around, and I got my surface pin and my air pin, and they're like, "You don't know this stuff."
Watch me.
Watch.
Yeah, hold my Coke.
Yeah. Well, coffee. Drink right. Coffee.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hold
I don't my... go anywhere without my coffee cup.
Hold my coffee.
But they look at me and they're like, "Really? Yeah, man. This stuff's easy." So I've been doing that.
This is why they hate me.
One reason. Yeah.
And you take their lunch money.
Not too.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get to do that this week.
Oh.
Yeah. We finally moved into the new house.
Yay!
Yep. All of our stuff got delivered on Friday.
That's always exciting.
And I remember why I do not like Comcast.
Yeah.
No, it's Spectrum.
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yes.
Really?
Spectrum is a company owned by
Comcast. Spectrum, Comcast.
Well, okay then.
Yeah. So the only internet that's available in the area is Spectrum. Now you can get gigabyte internet, right? And sign a deal with them for an extended period of time to get cheaper gigabyte internet.
Right.
So that's what I did. Setting up. You know, I got the house set up so that the kids could watch TV, and you know, Liz and I could work on unpacking and do stuff. And Liz told me, you know, on Friday, she's like, "Hey, this is what I need. If you want to go play cards, like, I need this to happen so that, you know, we have the kids are able to do something. So they're not all over us while we're trying to do that." I had a whole list of things needed to happen. And I said, "Sure, I can do that." So I ran over to the Spectrum store. Mind you, I bought everything online, right? All I needed to do was just pick up my stuff.
Okay.
That was it. I needed to walk in there. They were going to give me a modem and a router, and I was going to walk out. Want to take guesses on how long it took me to get out of that store?
I know already, so I can't say.
Give us the number.
It took me 2.5 hours.
That's so dumb.
To pick up a product you've already paid for.
To pick up some.
Come on.
Yep, I had to sign in. And when I signed in, I was number 11. I was like, "Oh, man." But then, like, I was sitting down for 5 minutes. And then they started calling names. And people had left. So I went from being number 11 to number 3. I was like, "This is great. Yeah, okay, this won't take that long.
Moving on up.
Half an hour, it'll be fine." No,
he took me
until they close to get my stuff to be able to leave. Stupid.
Ridiculous. So
I got done with all of that. I still had a whole bunch of stuff I had to do back at the house. I was like, I can't. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way that I can, you know, leave Liz and the kids to go and take care of all this stuff by themselves.
Gotta be an adult.
Yeah.
Stinks being an adult sometimes.
I mean, it does. But I have something brand new to play, and I was very excited about it, and I still haven't played it.
No.
Yeah.
Aww.
On top of that, if I went on Friday, that would have been the last couple of packs, and I could have walked out with my box.
With this box, yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, do they tell you what... do they tell you what style of box or what season or whatever you have to get, or can you choose?
Well, they have a whole bunch of different packs to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So my understanding is I'm just going to choose a box from those packs that they allow you to choose from.
Well, smart. That makes sense.
So I'm just going to go and grab one and be like, thanks.
Have a nice day.
This is mine.
I wonder what they thought when you didn't show up on Friday.
I don't know. I texted my buddy who was gone. I was like, let him know that I won't be there. So
I wouldn't...
texted me back.
Go ahead.
Oh, he texted me back. He was like, hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Like, was there a collective sigh of relief?
No, he texted me back. He's like, hey, the shop manager says, okay, that's good. I don't know how many boxes we have.
He responded with, that's good.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So I got an opportunity to drive back to Norfolk, though. I literally just got back about an hour and a half ago, give or take.
God bless you, man. Dedication.
Yeah. Well, I had to get my boat, man.
Oh, I was talking about showing up and doing the podcast, but yeah, your boat.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm over here instead of in the other house. But my time just kept getting pushed back because, dude, New Jersey sucks.
Yeah, we're putting it on the list right next to Maryland.
Well, no, it made the top five. So you have Maryland, you have California.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, Greg's not happy about that.
California, no, I'm in a
California's up there.
Really?
California drivers are rough. Yeah.
Yep.
They have no. Everyone's in a yank. They're always trying to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in a yank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm writing that down because I don't know what that means.
I wouldn't Google it.
Everybody's in a yank. Okay.
But no, like I'm driving through Jersey. I've got the boat behind me. And literally I have people that are driving on the shoulder because I'm in the right lane. Because I'm going the speed limit. Because the right thing to do. I have people that are going around me on the shoulder.
Flying? Like
yes. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
People are crazy.
Yeah, but, they all come to Florida to vacation. That's
they do.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, they come from New York, which is number four.
All right, so number two is Maryland.
No, number one's Maryland.
Number one is Maryland?
Number one. Patrick, I'm sorry.
Maryland's
to
terrible.
Any of the family that ever listens.
Oh, no, that's the only ticket I've gotten in the last 10 years was Maryland.
I know Maryland. We have some family that lived up in that state for a while. I hate Maryland. I can't stand driving there.
It's bad.
So Maryland, California,
New Jersey,
then New York,
and then Virginia.
We're making a list.
Yeah,
Maryland.
California.
Hold on. My fingers are fat. California. No. New Jersey. Ooh, that was lovely.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know either.
What?
CIA's listening. Alphabet men.
the alphabet people. They said hello.
New York. Okay, so Maryland, California, New Jersey, New York, and now Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. Those are your top five stupid driver.
Well, one, just two, states in
three,
general.
Four, five. Okay. Top five least favorite states?
Yes.
Fascinating. Okay.
They're categorized by driver.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But Maryland's up there because it's Maryland. Maryland.
Oh, Pop terrible. Said he felt it in the Waze camera. You know what? I wonder if we just got like a solar flare or something.
Maybe.
Interesting.
My brain feels weird.
I can't.
Now
feel
they're
mine.
Listening. Now they're listening to your head.
What am I thinking right now, Alphabet Man?
They're inside your brain.
At least I'm safe inside my mind.
You're right.
What?
Shoe macaronis. The fart heard around the world. Boom, baby.
Boom. No, so I got a chance. I got to go hang out with Tim for a little bit. Have a good old time. And then grabbed the boat this morning. Went over to the storage locker. Got all that stuff out. Here we are.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Congratulations. So you're officially all out of Norfolk.
Virginia. Yeah.
Well done, sir.
All out.
He has moved out of the state.
He has moved up. He's moved up in his states I hate rank. But that's okay. That's all right.
It's
not. No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
Oh, man. But
it's not bad.
Oh, good.
So.
Good.
But I've told you guys this, and I think it's funny. So, Patrick, Dad actually had the same reaction that you did when I told him the, you know, the panel name that I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
The same exact. It was like, yeah, we're related.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I have a place in the new house that I'm going to set up my computer. And the acoustics in there are terrible. Right, so I'm gonna have to figure that out.
Need to get some foam egg crate.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, get some foam egg crate and like staple it to the wall or something.
You can order that on Amazon.
Smart home.
Yeah, they got it.
No, smart home. Maybe.
Maybe.
Is she here?
I don't know. I'm sure.
She's not. It's all right. I'll text her. It'll be fine. But yeah, duct tape will probably work. But it's in a closet, right?
Okay.
So there's enough room that my chair fits in there, the beer fridge fits in there, like a small desk to put my laptop or my desktop on. Like everything will fit in there. And then I got one of those Wi-Fi extenders that it has an Ethernet port on it, so I can get the Ethernet speed essentially from the Wi-Fi router.
That sounds perfect.
On the second floor. Yeah.
Let's go,
set everything
man.
Up and yeah. have it all up there and be good to go. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So,
yep. I'm going to be gaming in the closet. It's going to be fun.
There he said it.
Yep. It's going to be the new, it's going to be the new, the new mini
goodness.
Podcast.
Yep.
He said
it's gonna
it.
Be interesting. I said it. Yeah, I mean it's not going to be weird because that first episode they're going to be like, oh, that makes.
He's actually in a closet.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
So, but I told Dad that, like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't careful, but it was pretty close.
Oh man, what about you, G?
Busy with work, just getting ready for this deployment, and then had the weekend, which was awesome. Just had Zoe.
Nice.
Friday. We picked up Zoe. We checked out Brandy's new, the company that she works for finally has their own property. And well, they've had their own property for several years now, but they're finally putting buildings on it, and they're finishing up the first set of buildings where they can actually move in and start working out of there full time.
Okay.
And it's over in San Marcos, which from where we live is probably about a 25-minute drive. And so it's on our way towards Escondido. So we stopped there on our way to pick up Zoe and check that out on Friday. And wow, it's absolutely gorgeous. And really, really cool for what she does and work for her job here in the community. I've told you guys, if anyone doesn't know, so Brandy works with kids and adults with special needs, and most of these kids and adults, they're residential. They have to, you know, they live in a group home, and the company has multiple group homes here in North County, and she's responsible for three of them.
Wow.
And the place where they're at is this campus that they've built is for the residents to have a day program. So it's got an equestrian center, it's got a coffee house that serves the community as well as, you know, gives back to the organization. It's got 190 seat theater. They have music and arts programs. They have craft like painting. They have a pottery space. Just all kinds of stuff. They're building an aquatic center. That's not done yet. They're building a couple other buildings that, you know, again, as they continue to grow the space, they'll be putting those in. But basically, for the last, you know, 20 years, they've been renting buildings over here in Oceanside, and it's worked for them. But it's, you know, it's a rented space, and they've kind of had to make do with what they've had. And this new campus, and that's what it is, it's a campus,
mm-hmm.
is 20 acres that they're able to purpose build exactly what they want, and
that's awesome.
The space that they need. And look them up. It's the company's. They're called Terry, T-E-R-I.
Is that an acronym?
I don't know. I don't know.
Got it.
But they're based here in Southern California, and they're pretty stinking awesome. So we got a chance to go over and see that, and then got Zoe on Friday night. And where'd we go? We had dinner, checked out a couple places that we'd never been to coming back from Escondido. And then Saturday, Zoe was able to play with the neighbors, girls, and she had a blast with that. And then Saturday night, we had a fire in our, you know, had a bonfire, like a, you know, set up the fire pit out front, and the girls did s'mores. And then we had so we have new neighbors actually right over here that just moved in, and we invited them over and got a chance to all hang out and talk with them for a while.
Nice.
And then this morning got up, took Zoe back home, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brandy and I went and had brunch together and spent the day just spending time together, because I'm getting ready to leave for 6 months. So every chance we get to just hang out is always a blessing. And then you know, actually I was coming back on base when I connected to the call, and then Patrick, you jumped on. So I guess technically I was on time.
Yeah, you beat me. You good. A little bit.
But no, it's been good. It's just it's been busy. Just trying. I've got a laundry list of things that I still have to accomplish, and I'm trying to get everything done. So
yeah, I heard that. Man. Well, thanks for sharing, bud. That's good stuff. I'm sorry you've been busy.
It is what it is.
Never makes life easy, but yeah. So what time did we talk this week? What day was that? It was recent.
Yeah, we were early Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday? Yeah. Okay, cool. So I'm just trying to remember what I've gone through since then. So guys, you know my responsibility here at the college. I'm, along with my wife, we're the directors of personnel. And personnel deals not with employees like you would figure, but we deal specifically with the cadets, the students. And our responsibility is to come alongside them and help them, encourage them, at times correct them. And it's a rewarding job, but it's also very tiring. And Wednesday was probably one of the most tiring days because we had to do a review process. And so this was day three. That's our last day, praise God. But 3 days of just from 9:30 until 5 o'clock in the evening, we are talking about our cadets and reviewing them, and which will then be my responsibility along with Carrie's to give these cadets these reviews. It's a process and it is what it is. I never like, if you will, lifting up the proverbial rug to see what's going on, but it's kind of what we got to do to help correct and encourage and put back, or to reward, not reward, to encourage or celebrate those who are doing exactly what they should be doing. And so it was a balance of both, of all that. And so it was kind of rough. But let's get to the fun stuff. On Friday morning, also, boys, your nephew had a birthday this week.
He did.
Yeah, and he turned the big 2-0. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a 20-year-old.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Does that make you feel old? I hope it does, because it makes me feel old.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah. But, he's a good young man. He's definitely growing up. But Friday morning, I was invited to go to our territorial headquarters and be on a podcast.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Uh-huh. It's called Words of Life. That's the overarching name of the program. But it was me and two other officers who are fathers. All three of us are fathers at different stages of fatherhood. And we got to talk about what it's like to be a father. And to be an officer, and to be a pastor, and to be a husband to our wives. And it was awesome. It was so much fun. They're in small snippets too, folks. So if once it pops out, I'll throw it up here on our Twitch chat and other things like that so you can check it out. But it probably, my estimation, will come out around Father's Day. So we're probably looking the 1st of June, around that time area. So I'll give you a heads up when it happens, but there's 6 episodes and they're saying 1 every week. So who knows? It might drop next week. I don't know, but just want to give you a heads up that is out there and in the mix. But I had an awesome time. It was a blast. But then I got to come home and take off the uniform and put on the dad clothes because my beautiful daughter went to prom on Friday. She went to senior prom and she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We saw the pictures.
She's absolutely gorgeous. And so got to wish her well and be a part of the pictures and all that jazz. But got to go out to prom with her boyfriend on Friday. And they had a great time, which was great. It's fantastic. And got home before midnight even. So it's just like, man, I get to go to bed early. That's nice. I was not expecting this on prom night. But no, she was beautiful. She's always beautiful. But it was very special for her, and very happy to be a part of that. Then Saturday, I got to go fishing, boys. It's a perfect weekend.
How did that? Did you just go to Grandview just to go, or were you there for something?
Yeah, no. We are very good friends with the divisional youth secretaries, the Darbys, Dakari and his lovely bride. Yeah. Yep. And so I texted him that day on Friday. I said, hey, man, can I go up to camp tomorrow and go fishing? He said, sure, no problem. So, yeah, I took the kayaks up there and got on the water. I was probably on the water for a solid 5 hours. Let's see. No, about four. So from 9:30 to 1:30, I was on the water. And boys.
How far is that drive? I know. I remember driving from Gwinnett, but how far is that drive?
From training? From the training school, it's about an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Uh-uh. No. Hour and 10 minutes. I'd do that in a heartbeat. I did that. I drove that when I was up in Parkersburg to go to the one up in Ohio. It was an hour and 10 minutes. So, and this one, I know people. I can use the bathroom in a bathroom. So, that matters. It matters a lot.
You don't have to go.
Don't have to find a bush.
I had to poop for like the last 4 hours of my drive today. Oh. I feel you.
Hey, family. We're back to bathroom talk. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. Hope you're having a great time and everything's flowing well as it should be. So,
welcome back to potty talk.
Welcome back to potty talk. sorry, I'm writing this down. But no, camp was very nice. The lake was beautiful. It was relatively calm until about 12:30. And then, lake fishing, kayak fishing. I got the boat on the big lake and was able to get out there. And I caught about a dozen fish, but two of them were picture-worthy that I sent to the boys. Mm-hmm. And, oh my goodness, so good. So good. It's one of those that your heart slows down and you're able to finally breathe. You pull the fish and you hold it up for the picture and you're just, so good. But did that on Saturday. And then today, big news in Salvation Army world. Speaking of which, big news last week was moves on Sunday. I told you that we're safe.
Yeah.
But this Sunday, I'll send you the pictures, Bob. This Sunday, I got to participate in the appointment service for the second years who are going to their first appointment after they're commissioned and ordained as Salvation Army officers. And so that was tonight, and huge celebration. That's the reason I was late. I actually contemplated leaving my uniform on because I was still in it around 9 o'clock. But I thought, nah, only Greg can pull that off. I'm not going to do that. Alex, you've not been in uniform yet for one of these podcasts.
Yep.
Yeah. You are in your uniform of a hoodie and a hat.
That's true. I wear the same thing every week.
That's why we love you, Alex. You are consistent, my man. But it was good. It was awesome. A lot of God-honoring moments tonight. And just very, very sweet. Very blessed to be a part of that. So huge stuff. Very exciting. This week is going to be just as exciting. Sunday might be a late night too, so boys, we'll work that one out when we get to it. But okay. It's all good, no worries. I got a lot of stuff I gotta write down. So with that being said, gentlemen, it's my turn for your turn. Question of the week. And so my question kind of rolls. I'm not sure, G. That's a good question.
Johnson.
Ah. Sweet.
Yeah.
So my question really involves our upbringing, like every question does. But we were always brought up to honor the women of our lives. Sure. And never quit what you started.
Yep.
And honor and respect are our bread and butter. They are our meat and potatoes. That's what we are and that's what we do. Yep. So my question for us gentlemen is this. What does being a man mean to you? Greg, that look. Wow.
Yeah. Looks like Ms. Greg is first.
What does being a man mean to you?
I would.
Wow.
Taking care of family. Being honorable. You know, both in word and deed.
He's looking it up on Google right now.
No, I'm not looking at Google.
Hey, Siri.
Hey, Alexa. What does it mean to be a man?
Sorry, Grandma.
Oh, no. I hope she's not playing this one out loud. Giving back, like, I mean, it's not just about being a man, though. That one comes back into being, like, just being a good human and, you know, being a, like, what it means to be a Christian. Like, giving back to the community in whatever way you can, you know, serving your community. That really, like, for me, sticks in my head.
So community is a big part of that.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Those are the ones, like, just off the top of my head. I know it's not a long answer, but
no,
those are the ones that really, like, drive home. It's, you know, you hear the short answer. You'll hear people. Some people say, God, family, country, core.
Right.
And those can be interchanged, but that's usually the order that you want to keep them in. Like, to be a man and to be an upstanding, to be what it means to me. Like, you give back to those things, usually in that order. You know, you honor God, you take care of your family. You know, I serve my country and do the best that I can in my job. And then, you know, at the end of the day, like, being loyal to the Marine Corps, because, you know, I made a commitment. And until I retire, that one is still on the list.
Wow.
Yeah, no, those all hit home.
No, that's good, man. Thanks for sharing. What about Alex? You, Alex?
Living with purpose. And you can take that a couple of different ways.
Okay. Right? Expound.
For instance, you know, a normal person just goes through their life day to day, right? That the only thing that they worry about where they're going to sleep at night and, you know, what they're going to eat that day. You know, take it down to base general. You want to be safe where you sleep, and you want to make sure that you have food. My purpose in life is to make sure that my family has those things. You know, making sure that they have somewhere safe to sleep and that they have something throughout the day. But living with purpose also has different responsibilities, because not only is my family my responsibility, my family is my number one responsibility.
Right, right.
But I also have individuals who rely on me for all sorts of things, right?
Right, right.
I've had this conversation a couple of different times throughout the last couple of days. Greg, you'll understand this as well. You have a battle buddy,
mm-hmm.
right? You have somebody that is your responsibility as well as you are their responsibility.
Okay.
There are people that throughout my life, my adult life, they have been my battle buddy, whether that's in word or not. They have been there. And my purpose is to take care of my battle buddy.
Right.
My wife's in the chat now, so I don't feel bad saying this. My wife is my battle buddy.
Right. 100%.
You know, when it, end of the day, when it comes down to everything, I have her back, she has mine. In essence, that to me is what, you know, not only being a man, but again, being a good person.
Right.
Is you have that responsibility, you have that purpose of taking care of.
No, that's good. That's good. So when it comes to, for me, being a man, it really boils down to leadership and what my leadership shows to others. Number one, my leadership should show my faith. So my faith to my family, and my faith to those that are in my sphere of everything. So the moment I walk into Walmart or any kind of establishment that's not Salvation Army,
yeah,
people should recognize by interacting with me that I'm genuine, that I care for them as a person, and if I'm with them long enough, they'll understand why my care or what fuels my care for them, and that's my love mm-hmm. for Christ. Number two, when it comes to leadership, when it comes to being a man, I strive to be the first to arrive and the last to leave.
Yep.
And what that I hope shows in my leadership is that I care enough to be there with whomever arrives first, and I care enough to see it all done all the way to the end. And so, number one, that's with my family, and number two, it's with those I'm with. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. First to arrive, last to leave, because that's my responsibility as a man to those around me. So, number one, that you know my faith, and number two, that you know I care for you. So, am I consistent in that? No. Do I fail?
Yeah.
I do. And, you know, we jokingly say, oh, man, you just lost your man card, da-da-da, brah, brah. Yes and no. There are times when I have selfishly chosen to be selfish. And honestly, I probably should have had my card revoked in those moments. And it's in those moments that I know in my heart of hearts my card should be revoked, that I need to repent and do better about that. I can't just let that be the new norm. It's got to change. I've got to change. So I think also in effect, let's say number three, if you will, that I've got to adapt. I've got to change in order to make number one and number two happen. Mm-hmm. So there you go. There's my two cents, and
I like it.
That's also part of being a man too, is, you know, understanding when you have, you know, fallen short. and understanding your limitation.
Yeah.
And striving to push past those limitations.
Yeah.
Trying to get better continually.
Be better. Yep.
Better every day.
Yep. Awesome. Thanks, boys. I appreciate you. Good thinking. Yeah.
Good question.
All right. Before we ask dad jokes,
go.
I got some awesome, hilarious news. Only because I find it fascinating.
Fire.
Top five states where you are most likely to get hit by a deer in your vehicle.
New York.
No.
Oh.
And that's why it caught. That's why it caught my my interest.
Greg, I have to get you on site here, because literally I pass by 20 to 30 every day on my way into work.
I know, and that I know. I lived up there for 3 years and driven all over that state, and I can tell you, you'd see them in herds. I mean, for crying out loud, my kids would go hunting before school in the morning during deer season. They would be in the woods at 3 a.m. so they could get in a couple hours of hunting before they went to class. So, with that thought in mind, according to Allstate, the top five states where drivers have a higher risk of being in an animal-involved claim. Number one, West Virginia.
Yeah.
You have a 1 in 38 chance
annual
risk of being involved in an accident.
Wow.
Number 2, Montana with a 1 in 53.
Yep.
Number 3, which I believe this one I get. Number 3, Pennsylvania, 1 in 59. And then number 4 and number 5 are Michigan and Wisconsin respectively, both with a 1 Michigan. With a 1 in 60 chance. So, 3 out of the 5 I get. But the other two, Montana and Wisconsin, I'm like, I didn't know that one.
You got a lot of open space in Wisconsin. How could you miss it unless you're driving at night?
All the cheese.
Oh, yeah, the cheese blocks your view of the deer coming across the road.
Well, they're wearing those stupid headgear things.
Oh, hats. You're right. The cheese heads.
Yeah, it's the heads. Yeah, the hat.
You can't really
turn
your head in the car while you're wearing that thing.
Now, the lowest two states are on here as well.
Hawaii?
Hawaii is the bottom with a 1 in 710 chance.
Nice.
And the next lowest is Nevada. Where it's just a 1 in 770 chance.
Pop's only seen 4 deer in Florida. And Liz is asking, does this also include bison and elk?
See, that's the thing. Yeah, I think it does include. It's an animal involved claim. So you got hit by something.
The bison hit, and then you're the one that has the damage, not the bison.
Yep.
No.
Bison just kind of shakes it off and goes, "Muh." That was weird.
That bison didn't have hair.
Who shaves a bison?
Oh, he was talking to the car.
Oh, fair enough.
Right, yeah.
Bison love.
Who shaves a bison?
Well, how else are you going to get the wings?
Those are buffalo, not bison.
Buffalo.
Same.
You know, there's actually a herd of buffalo on Camp Pendleton.
What?
Yeah, Brandy wants to find them.
That's kind of cool.
But you got to remember the to put it in perspective, Camp Pendleton is about the size of the state of Rhode Island.
Right.
It's big.
Well,
I still haven't driven through that.
And there's
Rhode
there's
Island
huge
or Camp Pendleton.
Rhode Island.
Both.
Yeah, Liz backs me up here. Buffalo or bison, they aren't the same. You have been outruled by Smart Home.
Fine. I'm writing that down too.
Thank you, Smart Home.
Did you hear about the guy who got hit in the head with a can of soda?
No.
Yeah, he was lucky it was just a soft drink.
Did you hear about the mute chicken?
No. Please tell me about the mute chicken.
It didn't give a cluck. Sorry about the foul language.
Oh, man. Oh, that one was good.
Oh, that hurt. Oh.
I have a clean conscience.
Yeah?
It's never been used.
What's the worst thing about having a job at the unemployment office?
What?
If you get fired, you still have to show up the next day. So my son asked me what it's like to be married. So I told him to leave me alone, and when he did, I asked him why he was ignoring me.
Oh, man. What's 90 degrees but covered with ice?
90 degrees and covered in ice. I don't know.
The North and South Pole.
Oh. I know we've used this one, but not sure if my sister knows any geography. But Alaska.
Alaska. What do you call a line of men waiting to get haircuts? Oh.
A hairline?
No, a barbecue.
Ah. A dragon would never explode, but a dynamite.
Dynamite.
Yeah, you get that one.
Thank you.
Sundays are always a little sad, but the day before is a Saturday.
Saturday.
Just saw on Reddit that the opposite of easy peasy lemon squeezy is stress depressed lemon zest.
Yeah.
And now I'll be using that all the time.
Stress depressed lemon zest.
Stress depressed lemon zest.
Stressy depressy lemon zesty. That's a thing.
Life is short. Make sure you spend as much time as possible on the internet arguing with strangers.
Oh, please don't.
How else will they know they're wrong?
Yeah, I'm so good at sleeping, I can do it with my eyes closed.
Nice.
How many apples can you grow on a tree?
How many apples
can you grow on a tree?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Speaking of trees, what type of tree fits in your hand?
Oh, that was nice. Good segue. A palm tree.
A palm tree.
Why don't dinosaurs make good pets? Because they're dead.
What kind of musical instrument do you find in the bathroom?
The plunger?
The butt trumpet?
A tuba. A tuba toothpaste.
And what do you get when you cross a chicken with a fox?
A fox?
A fox. A
fox.
Pick a good one. It's your last one.
All right. If you see a burglary at the Apple store, you become an eyewitness.
Little eye.
Little eye. Little eye. Little eye. Witness.
Big W.
What did the banana say to the boy?
Split it with you.
Nothing. Bananas can't talk.
No. Because they're dead.
Because they're dead.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. We are your Brothers in Arms podcast, and this is episode 153. You can find all of our podcasts, all of them, wherever podcasts are distributed. Ours, our favorite, is podbean.com. Podbean, thanks. They've been hosting our podcast now for the last 4 years.
4 years.
4 years. Wow. Well done, Podbean. Well, you know, we should get some money from you or something, but we don't. We pay you. So, yeah, podbean.com. Definitely want to check them out. But I'm going to our dashboard real quick. Hold on just a second.
See how many downloads we have.
Boom, baby. 2,900 downloads out of 152 episodes currently on our website. You can find us on YouTube at Brothers in Arms Podcast, also on Instagram at Your Brothers in Arms Podcast. You can find us at Twitter at Your BIA Podcast. We also have a Gmail, Your Brothers in Arms Podcast. Are you seeing a theme here? That's at gmail.com. And finally, twitch.tv/Brothers in Arms Podcast, where we host this thing every week that we go live. If you don't catch it here, you can catch it on that YouTube channel, or you can find the audio version anywhere podcasts are distributed. It's free to you because, hey, we love you that much. But that's all we got for this week. Gentlemen, any parting remarks before we hit that magic button?
Yes, as always, continue to drink water, change your socks, take your Motrin. It does make a difference.
Boom, baby. Alex?
Gatorade makes an electrolyte drink. It tastes better than Pedialyte.
Oh.
The more you know.
The more you know. Ah. Oh, that was nice. You did it in unison. That was cool. Well done.
Yeah, you did.
That was awesome.
I just saw it on the replay.
And do everything you can to reach out to those that you love. Do it. Just do it.
I bet you
will feel better. I promise you'll feel better. So reach out. Tell them you love them. Check in. Say hi. Folks, thanks again for hanging out with us. We thank you so much. We love you. Hope you have a wonderful week. Gentlemen, I love you.
I love you too, brother.
Thanks, guys. All right, y'all take care.
Okay, we'll see y'all later, Dale.
Now?
Bye.
We'll catch you on the flip side.
What is the flip side?
The cooler side of the pillow.
The cooler side of the pillow.
That's the flip side?
That's the flip side.
I don't want to share that with anybody. Why would I want to catch it with them?
Because you're a man.
Yeah, that sounds great. Oh, that's fantastic. Sure, we'll do, Pop. All right, folks. Well, we love you. We'll catch you later. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
I like it.